Excuse me, sir. Can we help you? Can we help you with something?
Did I miss the spec?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. The show is this afternoon. Did you come with the folks from Greenhaven? Why don't we get out of the rain and we'll call them for you?
No, I came on my own.
No, it's okay. We're gonna call the home. We're gonna have them come pick you up.
I'm telling you, I didn't come with the home. Once you take those rings out of your head, maybe you won't be deaf and dumb.
Well, it's alive.
I'm sorry, kid. I didn't mean that. I your rings look very pretty.
Russ, why don't you take that walker back to my trailer and finish packing up? Sir, man, I gotta get you out of this parking lot. Why don't you sit down in the wheelchair? We'll go inside and make some calls. Come on, please. Malcolm, tell him to come through!
Hey, how you doing? I'm looking for a number I can't seem to find in the book. It's for a nursing home called Greenhaven.
I hope they sweat. Walked right out of the door, nobody noticed.
Greenhaven. It's a nursing home.
Hello?
Hagenbach Wallace, before the wreck.
You know circuses?
Oh, I should. I've been on two.
Hey, is there a relative maybe I can call or another number you have?
The first was the Benzini brothers.
Benzini brothers? When?
1931.
31 for how long?
Now, you know the Benzini brothers never saw the end of 31.
Are you telling me that you were there for...
Right in the middle of it.
Well, that's incredible, because, you know, after the Harper Fire and the Hagenbach Wallace wreck, that's pretty much the most famous circus disaster in history. Are you okay?
You got anything to drink around here that isn't apple juice?
Yeah, I think so. There you go.
Oh, I remember you.
So how long you been in that home?
Too long. I don't know why they call it a home. You don't know anybody there. You stuff you're so full of drugs you don't care. 5 kids and not one has a place for me since the mother died. They take turns visiting on weekends. My son forgot whose turn it was today, so can't blame him. The kid's 71. He's starting to lose it up here. They're not bad kids. Not their fault I'm old. I had a good life, you know. A big life.
Take a seat, yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? My name is Charlie O'Brien III.
Jacob Jankowski, the only.
That's good.
Don't you have to call the home?
I think we should let him sweat. But if I could, I was wondering, you know, could you talk to me about what happened in 1931?
Gonna need another bottle of this. It was a big day, that last day of my final exam. I couldn't move fast enough.
My life was finally gonna start. And I knew exactly where it was taking me.
Jakub, gdzie jesteś? Spóźnisz się.
Inside our house, there was no sign of a depression. My mother and father had left Poland in much worse condition.
Nie mam czasu.
To them, nobody could be poor in America if they had half a brain in their head.
Jakub! Pożegnaj się! Kocham cię.
Love you too, mommy.
Powodzenie, Jakub. Jestem z tebie dumny.
After 6 years of dissections, castrations, and shoving my arm up a cow's ass more times than I care to remember, by the end of that day, I knew I'd be a Cornell graduate of veterinary science. And by the end of that night, I'd be the first man Catherine Hale ever invited into her bed. She was nuts about me.
You will have 2 hours to complete the exam. When you have finished the exam, close the booklet, turn it face downwards, and raise your hands. When I have acknowledged you, you may bring the exam up to me and leave. You may begin.
I had a new life, all planned. Then with the opening of a door, every plan I had vanished.
Mr. Jankowski, may we have a word with you?
Jacob, I'm afraid there's been a car accident.
It's right in there, son. Is there any other family to call?
No, no, it's just me.
According to our records, there is no mistake, Mr. Jankowski. The house and all their assets, including your father's practice, are property of the bank in default of the loan.
I'm telling you. You're wrong. My father owned that house outright.
These documents are dated 4 years ago. He signed them. Did they need money for any reason 4 years ago?
My tuition.
Oh, well, there you have it. Now, perhaps if you hadn't gone to college, you'd still have a home. But in light of the way your father ran his business, that's unlikely.
My father was a good man. And when people came to him for help, he gave it
to... Your father was an irresponsible man. Who let people pay him in chickens and eggs and whatever they had instead of money? This depression is with us for a very long while, believe me. And the only people standing at the end of it will be the ones who take what they need to survive. Don't make the same mistakes as your father.
I remember walking out the front door and forcing myself not to look back. I couldn't stay where everything reminded me of a life that was gone. And I didn't see the point in going back to school. There were a lot of men in those days with no home, no family, leaving small towns that were dying. The rumor was that there were jobs in the cities. So I got into my head that I'd walk to Albany. I never made it.
don't go messing with Blackie. Throwing people off trains is one of the perks of his job.
We don't need no bums on this train.
Now, everybody calm down here. Grady, put that damn pistol away. Blackie, let him go. And I mean on the inside of the train. I'm telling you, we don't need no trouble. I mean, look at them clothes. He ain't no bum. Don't be sore, kid. It's almost a reflex of Blackie. I'm Camel. That there is Grady and Wade.
And Jacob. Jankowski.
Jankowski? Gorski. All right.
Derek Troska.
Oh, Dobja. Dobja. You know, you're pretty young to be on the rails. You're running from something, maybe?
No, no, nothing like that.
Where are you headed?
I don't know.
You're hungry? Out of work? There's no shame in that. No shame. What can you do?
Just about anything, I guess.
We land in deposit in the morning. We'll get you some work for the day, and if you're still alive at the end of it, I will take you in to see August, the Lord and Master of the known and the unknown universe himself.
Hey, who's that?
Hold on, Hopak. You're in for the ride of your life.
Now, I don't know if I picked that train or that train picked me. But something told me my mother and my father sent it my way. I'd like to think that anyway.
Hello, ma'am.
Hey, what the hell are you doing in here? Get out of there. You ain't no menagerie man. Come on. Got you some work.
The animals?
Oh, you betcha.
Never seen so much manure. They pack them in 27 a car.
How do you stand the smell?
What smell?
Ladies and gentlemen, step right this way to see the most dazzling collection of wonders, oddities, and marvels of the natural world. Step right this way.
Cecil gives a signal. You gotta push the rubes in toward the entrance. Doubt them catching on, or else it'll be a fight.
Pudgy perfection! All for one thin dime, and believe me, It'll be the best dime you ever spent. I guarantee. Right this way. Hand your dime to this fellow right here. Ladies to the right. Gentlemen to the left. Both just put one foot in front of the other and the body will follow.
Take this. Smack the sides with it. You see any heads trying to peek in without paying.
Silver. That's right. Good boy. Good boy. Are you okay? You're shaking a little bit.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you mind if I take a look?
Walk on. Casey, move up.
She didn't seem real to me at first. The way she looked inside that big top, under those lights. I thought I'd go blind from the shine. Benzini brothers outdid God himself. They created heaven in one day. Then just as fast, heaven was packed away and gone.
Oh, you better take your breath before it all comes back up on you here.
What is there?
It's Jake. It's all we got when there's no real hooch.
damn prohibition. No, it don't seem American to deny a man a drink. Ain't it in the Constitution that a man has got a right to happiness? Come on. Take you to see August.
Right now? It's the middle of the night.
The only time circus people live, even the boss. See, musicians and sideshow people are above us roustabouts, but below the specialty acts, which of course are below the ring stock animals, and everybody is below the bosses. Don't ever forget that. You want to watch them clowns? Nobody ever gets a safe passage through here. Oh, Lucinda, my dear, good evening. How are you?
Hello.
You bring out the sunshine.
Ooh, I know you. I saw you at my show. Yeah. You want a private dance? Hmm? How's your private dance?
Barbara, easy now, Barbara. Good night, ladies.
We like him. We like him.
Good night, Camel.
Good night. Now, try not to talk till you're familiar with the vernacular, or you'll get your head bashed in like... Townies are rubes, and performers aren't performers, they're kinkers, but never call them that to their faces.
So what do we call them?
Performers. Just don't talk to them at all, and you'll live longer. Now, be nice and quiet along here, because we have to show some respect to the ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Campbell, who's the woman who works with the horses?
Shh. That ain't no woman. That's the boss's wife, Marlena. She's a star attraction, and she don't talk to nobody, and you don't talk to her. She'll just hi-hat you anyway.
You know, I got a son about your age. She lives outside of Reading, Pennsylvania.
I haven't seen him in years. Fix your shirt there. Before we do this, I gotta ask you, and I don't want to know your business, but I do know that you ain't been on the road too long. So before you start, I gotta ask you, if you got any kind of life to go back to, that's what you should do.
I don't.
And I'm so sorry to hear that. Now remember, when you meet August, let him do the talking. Don't go blowing your wig, and don't ever mention Ring Ring Brothers. He hates them bastards worse than the Depression.
Now this here is Earl, and he's gonna take you in. Earl, this here is Jacob.
Nice to meet you, Earl.
Yeah.
What's this, Earl?
The stowaway that Polack rummy took under his wing. College boy.
I don't believe we had the pleasure.
Jacob Jankowski, sir.
So what am I supposed to do with a Jacob Jankowski?
I'm just looking for work, sir.
Ever worked a show, son?
No, sir.
Ever seen a show?
Yes, sir, Ring Ring Brothers.
Ringling, eh?
Yeah, but it was terrible.
Well, they do try, don't they, boys? Seen our show?
Yes, sir.
You know, what's your favorite act?
I like the one with the black and white horses.
You've got a good eye for my star attraction. Well, I do believe we're looking for a boy to carry water for the elephants.
Aren't we, Joe?
But we don't have any elephants.
Well, that sounds perfect. I'd love to work with the animals.
Yeah. He's from one day of work?
Yes, sir.
Why would a college boy dirty his hands as a filthy roustabout?
I guess because out of all that dirt and sweat, working with these fellas you wouldn't want to be caught dead in the daylight with. There's come so much beauty.
You grandstanding me, kid?
No, sir.
That was beautifully put. Yet you ride my train, you eat my food without my permission, while hard-working men labor all day for the same privileges. And these filthy roustabouts are my family. You are an intruder. Next stop, throw them off. Probably study poetry.
Study veterinary science, not poetry. And I can tell you one thing. That star attraction horse of yours, it's not going to be walking in a few weeks, let alone performing.
Earl, wait. Veterinary sciences. What school?
Cornell.
You're a Cornell graduate?
He did work the rubes for me this afternoon. Pretty good.
You show horse shit all day. I don't make him no horse doctor.
I'm sure Ringling has his own bet.
Cornell, come with me.
You're sure-footed, Cornell?
Yeah.
Good.
It's incredible. Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
My star traction is limping, and I can't get a new Liberty horse mid-season. So you make sure the horse performs, and the job is yours. $9 a week. You do right by me, Cornell. I'll show you a life most suckers can't even dream of. Come on. Yeah, I could use an educated man around here. It gets pretty tiring talking to my menagerie of trained seals. Come on!
Kinko.
August.
I have a roommate for you.
What is he?
Jacob Jankowski.
Asked what, not who?
This gentleman is the show's new vet. Ivy League, no less, which puts him a good deal higher in my estimation than you. Perhaps you would like to offer him your cot?
I'll find you in the morning to see about that horse, Cornell.
That a Jack Russell?
They're real smart.
You're not getting the cot.
Darling, may I introduce to you...
Jacob Jankowski.
Jacob Jankowski, Benzini Brothers' very own Ivy League veterinarian.
Oh, he's the vet?
Yep. Studied at Cornell University. The right front hoof.
It's an abscess.
Darling. Didn't look this bad in the show. Do you need a hoof tester?
No, I don't think so.
It needs heat and cold until it breaks, and it needs a salt wrap. It'll be fine. Come on, boy. Help me in, Joe.
Yep.
Thank you. Come on, boy.
Well?
I didn't want to say anything in front of Mrs. Rosenberg. The horse has laminitis.
English.
The connective tissue between the hoof and the coffin bone has been compromised. So when he walks, the coffin bone rotates towards the sole of the hoof until it punctures through.
It hasn't punctured yet.
No, it hasn't. It's just a matter of time. And he's in a lot of pain.
How much time?
2-3 days. He needs to be put down.
You know all this by just looking at it? Is there nothing you can do?
No, it's pretty severe. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, darling, Cornell here agrees with you. It's nothing really to worry about. Joe, get Pete to help Marlena.
Pete's gonna feed the cats.
No, we'll do that. You just take care of him. Come on. They get a bucket each.
Are you sure they like this stuff? It's gone bad.
No. They like goats. We're all out of goats.
Why don't you start with Rex here in the middle?
What do? Just open the door and toss it in?
Unless you think a formal sit-down is more appropriate. Slow and quiet. He won't notice you're there. Didn't they cover this in class?
Place it in gently. Don't throw it. You don't want to startle him.
You think that's funny?
Yes, I do.
I could have lost my arm.
No, you couldn't have. Oh. He doesn't have any teeth. Does it hurt?
Like this. Your gut tells you to shoot my star attraction. No treatment, no hoof test. It's just your Cornell gut. You know how a circus survives? You said it yourself, kid. On blood, sweat, pain, and shit. When a circus begins to die and animals eat garbage, you know what men eat? Nothing. Your heart goes out on animal suffering. Well, that's noble and that's good, but all that tells me is that you never saw men suffer. So,
before I get back from town, you do whatever it is they told you in that Ivy League sandbox to get that horse ready for the parade. As long as we can walk, we play.
It's not an abscess, is it?
He's gonna found her.
It's okay, babe. I should have taken him out of the show.
Look, it's not your fault. It happens. It's not uncommon, but he's suffering. And the pain's only going to get worse. The right thing to do would be to put him down.
That's not going to happen, is it? Not when August can get a few more shows out of him. Around here, everybody works till they're running to the ground. Stops, but he dies until August says so. It's okay, baby. What about August?
I'm the vet. It's my decision.
It'll be your last one.
Listen, you should go.
No. I'll keep him calm. Good boy. Hush, little baby. Don't say a word. Mr. Jankowski. I'll be sorry to see you go.
Turn around.
Huh? Good girl, Zipper. Good girl. Victor. Up. Up. Up, Queen.
This circus, my circus, is a sovereign nation. You break my law, you have to pay a penalty. I tell you to fix a horse, you shoot it. That's breaking my law. The penalty is red lighting. You need to get off the train. Except we don't stop the train.
There's a chance you might survive, although unlikely.
Just let me explain, all right?
No need.
You took initiative. I respect that. But I'm a law-abiding man. Toss him.
Wait!
Officer.
Hey, wait. No, wait!
The only reason you're not a permanent part of this landscape right now is because you probably saved my Marlena from injury. And you solved a great problem for me.
You saw where we fed the cats.
It wasn't right, was it?
Now, because of you, Silverstar will make sure the cats will eat good fresh meat until we can sell some tickets. But you killed my star act. So if we don't sell the tickets and the men aren't paid, they're going to be looking for someone to blame. Welcome to the circus, Cornell.
We had to cancel shows in three towns. The rumor was four men got tossed to save money, and we might go belly up. Dead circuses were common in 31. Men tired of being mistreated would mutiny, or bosses would see the end coming and pull a runner with all the money, leaving a mess of animals and acts like bones to be picked over. Luckily, we found one in Goshen. And August could get any act for a song. But the rest of them knew they'd never work another show again. When I saw their faces, thought to myself, August was right. I'd never seen men hungry.
Darling! 1 second, please. Erwin, over here. Joe, pour the champagne. I want you all to experience the earthquake impact of what I'm about to show you. I've made an acquisition that will make Benzini Brothers a top draw tour. Darling.
Yes.
I know I could never truly replace Silverstar for you, but I hope you'll give me a chance to try.
Oh, August, you didn't mean to do that.
Joe, the doors. Children, meet our salvation. We got ourselves a guaranteed sellout, crowd-cheering bull. Her name's Rosie. She's 53, and she's brilliant.
What's that in her mouth?
She ran off. They found her eating a cemetery plot. I'm going to come up with a whole new star act around you and her.
Darling, I'm not getting up. I've never ridden an elephant in my life.
You didn't know how to stand on top of a galloping horse until I showed you. You're a fast learner. This act will go through the roof.
Where the hell are we going to put it?
We'll make room.
How are we going to pay for it? Well, I won't pay them in for a few weeks. We've done it before. Once we start selling out the meal, we'll have more cash than they know what to do with. You know, she's just going to pack them in. I know it.
You the bullman?
He's my menagerie man.
You ain't got no bullman. I've got to tell the township, or else I can't sell it to you.
Well, I'm the bullman.
Well, speak up. I ain't got all day. See this animal? This here is the stupidest goddamn animal on the face of God's good earth. Here's your bullhook. You're gonna need it. Oh, good luck to him. If I don't ever see another dumb bull in my life, it'll be too soon.
Cornell, give her once over. Darling, get acquainted. You two are going to make history. Robinson, come on. Let's pick a car we can renovate.
I think he's lost his mind. Do you have any idea how hard it is to break in a new act?
My name is Jacob Jankowski.
How do you do?
And this is... This is Marlena Rosenblum. Ah, you're a beauty. Your skin's a little dry. Maybe you should take care of that. The first thing you notice about a woman's age is her skin.
Oh, great. The just what we need around here, another lush. Oh.
Well, you're welcome. Oh. Is this the way your elephants flirt?
Would you two like to be alone? I think she likes music. It is a lovely song.
I'm confessing that I love you. No, it's the name of the song.
Right, of course. Louis Armstrong. Well, I guess now's as good a time as any, right, Bullman? Let's get up there. It's sink or swim around here. Can you help me with this ladder? August once dropped me in the middle of this monkey act. The meanest monkeys you've ever met. They were biting me during the entire performance, and I had to just smile and act like it was part of the act. Oh, gosh. Good grief. Well, I think it's very important to form an offstage relationship. How do I look? Silly, right?
Nah. You two are made for each other.
She really is beautiful. Jacob, so glad you could come and celebrate our new beautiful elephant. Is something wrong?
I feel a little underdressed.
Nonsense.
Told you.
Nothing but the best for our very own Cornell graduate vet. Which, might add, those wrinkling bastards do not have. I checked. Voila. Thought you could use some new threads and a shave. Can't have my Ivy League vet smelling like his patients. You miss that up?
Yes, of course. Perfection.
When I started with Benzini, this show was nothing but grift. You know, a man couldn't walk a straight line through the midway without getting his pocket picked half a dozen times. Benzini was a cheap bastard. He didn't invest a dime in new acts. So when he pulled a runner, everybody thought we were belly up. Not me.
And you were 19, right, darling? And August got rid of all the pickpockets and the grift barkers, and he sold off 2 deadbeat clowns and a train car so he could buy Lucinda, our lovely fat lady, and Rex.
Rex.
But you kept the coochie girls, didn't you, though?
No denying their good revenue. I needed money. So I had to scavenge every dead circus for every act we had.
But you didn't have to buy me, did you?
Had to marry you.
That's right.
Were you a performer?
No. August taught me everything I know. And he told me that one day we'd be as big as Ringling Brothers.
Yeah. Those damn brothers had a stroke of genius. They sold families the idea they wanted to show their mother and sisters could see. No sex, no grift, safe for the kids, and nobody can touch their bookings. But we're on our way. Yeah, this bull has got to be spectacular. I take care of the spectacle. Now I need someone to take care of the bull.
August wants you to be the bull man. You'll have full charge of training Rosie, with a raise.
Modest raise. You'll hardly notice it.
I don't know anything about elephants.
I'm going to tell him the truth. Some outfit will be feeding off our carcass if we don't bring in the people. And I mean crowds falling over their feet to get inside our big top. This bull has got to work, Jacob. She's got to.
I need to tell you something, Emma.
I'm not sure you'll trust me after you hear it. I never finished Cornell. I'm not a real vet. I didn't get my degree. I'm not licensed.
Jacob, do you think Lucinda the fat lady weighs 800 pounds?
She's 400 at the tops.
Do you think the tattooed woman was tattooed by headhunters in Borneo?
She's from Pittsburgh. It took her 9 years to ink herself. Tell him about the hippo, darling.
When she died, we swapped out her water for formaldehyde, kept showing her. For 2 weeks, we traveled with a pickled hippo.
Jacob, the world's run on tricks. Everyone plays.
But it's having a true talent, a gift born within, something no degree can give you. You have such a talent. You knew with one look about Silver Star. You must learn, my dear boy, that the rules of these United States of Suckers do not apply to us. To talent and illusion.
To Rosie.
To Rosie.
To all we love.
Gentle, darling, we have a guest. August. 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 Don't know your own strength, darling. Right here. Right here. Come on, let's get you to bed. Jesus, Jacob.
Is everything all right?
Yes, he just had too much to drink. Bessie Smith. Wish I could sing like that.
Shall I leave?
No, I want to dance. Come on, just dance with me one time and I'll let you go home. Come on. Hope you had fun tonight. August really likes you. He could use a friend. We both could.
It's a pretty song.
Don't tell him what happened.
No, never do that.
It's the name of the song. Don't tell him what happened to me.
The song?
Yes.
I'd like you all to make him feel at home.
I'd love to make you feel at home.
What the hell did I do last night?
You threw up on Barbara. Your balls itchy?
Yeah, they are. Thank you for doing that.
It'll grow back. In patches.
What's wrong with Queenie?
What do you mean wrong?
I mean, she's not hating me. Something's wrong.
She must have eaten something.
Try getting some honey from the cookhouse, and if you can, some slippery elm powder. And if that doesn't work, we can check her for parasites tomorrow if you want.
Her real name's Walter, by the way.
Good morning.
Forgot how big you were. All right, do you want to get to work? Huh?
Okay.
All right, you have to take it easy with me today. Not in the best form. You feel like walking?
Wild party, I hear.
Forgotten most of it. Seems like the rest of these guys haven't, though.
About last night, it was just the champagne.
What was?
You're new at this, aren't you? When a woman gives it to you straight, don't give her a line like you don't remember.
All right.
I meant what I said about us being friends.
Where are you going?
Good morning, children.
Morning, darling.
Where were you?
Oh, I woke up early to train with the girls.
Well, clearly your charms are very effective on lovesick pachyderm. Too bad they were less successful with Barbara.
Barbara,
Well, word has it you didn't, though you gave it the old Cornell try.
Can we get on with this, please?
Yes, of course. Now, Cornell, when it comes to working with a bull, charm's the last thing required. You know, any living creature needs to know who's in charge. They can sense when a man's power is, shall we say, in full strength. When a man's power is, shall we say, not. First of all, you can't do anything with a bull without a bull hook, can you? And with it, you must claim the role of master immediately.
Okay.
You use it here, right above her shoulder. And you use your full voice to command.
Rosie?
Walk! Rosie, move. Walk. No, jab her. She needs to know you mean it.
Rosie, walk. Rosie, walk. Come on. Rosie, walk.
Watch me.
Back off.
Up. Turn it. Move. Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, welcome to the most extravagant extravaganza the human eye can behold. Welcome the stars of the Benzini Brothers' most spectacular show on earth.
All right?
Yeah, I just landed on funny on my heel.
Get that damn bull before we're driven out of town. Don't forget the bull hook.
Jacob, some of the boys saw her heading for town. I'll help you, kid. Come on.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. This yours.
Yeah, we'll take care of it, officer. Don't you worry. Thank you.
Ah, my cabbage. You're paying for those,
sir,
huh?
Well done.
Oh, they just love boobs. One whip of this and she ain't thinking about corn anymore. Got this from Wade and Grady. Master's been holding out on me.
Hey, mister, to pay?
I will.
Kills me. Wasting it on a goddamn pack of drugs. No stropio.
Oh, this damn leg of mine.
Is she following?
Yeah, she's following.
Ah, good.
Oh, no. You okay?
I'm fine. I have a sore wrist. A bruised heel. I'll be fine. I think August could use a drink. Maybe you should take him out, Jacob. Get him to relax a bit.
Did you catch that bull?
Yeah, I got it back in her car eventually.
Good.
August? Don't!
August!
Stop!
August, she was good. She came back on her own. She just needs more time. She wasn't ready yet. Hey! Hey!
Stop it!
Stay down. I mean it.
to get a lot of whiskey. I don't understand why a man like that wants to be around animals in the first place. He shouldn't have the right, if you ask me.
Send you?
No. You don't want to see me. Do you want to talk to me? Do you want to forgive me this time? Or maybe you can talk to her. You know, I know there's no excuse for what I did. Is she all right, Rosie?
She could use some whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. Take all I've got. Take it. And will you tell her, Marlena?
Tell her what?
I saw the bull rear up and run away with her, and I lost my mind. That's no excuse, I know that. I've spent all that money on that bull. I need to pay the workmen. I have debts to pay. I need to sell tickets. And that bull is useless. If I lose Marlena, you understand, I'll lose all of this.
What were you planning on doing with that bull, Hawk? Shake up.
Are you sure that's not too much? She might get drunk.
She weighs 4 tons. She just gets sleepy.
Oh, she can barely move as it is.
She'll be fine. Swat her, Jeff Chinna.
I don't know what to do, Colonel. He'll kill her next time.
Well, there's nothing he can do, a man like that. He throws men off a moving train so he don't have to pay. You think he thinks twice about killing one of God's innocent creatures?
Can you pass me the other rag?
Huh?
It's under your foot.
Oh, what?
Lift your leg. Lift your leg. Put in your snugger. Bow snugger. I want you to read these out loud to Rosie. Put in your snugger.
Might help if he said please.
Say, prosyun, put in your snugger.
What does that mean?
Just try it.
Prosyun, put in your snugger.
Now do the next one. Bow snugger. Mudle Mishyang.
Really, authentic miracle is success. Washes away old sins. Don't you think? Just the thought of it makes all things right. Anyway, to Rosie,
Our big, fat, beautiful bullseye of a star attraction.
I need to get some more champagne.
Let me get... No, sit. My party.
It's good seeing him like this. Looks like it's going to be standing room only from now on.
Do you know how many star acts we've had that packed him in? How much money we've made, lost, Silver Star paid for our new stateroom. And look what happened to him.
Why'd you stay with him?
I was born a passenger. He found me wrapped in a newspaper under a seat on the Baltimore in Ohio. I was just 3 days old. I grew up in foster homes. I always daydream about who my parents were. When I was five, for an entire year, I pretended my mom was an Appaloosa mare. I did. And that I was a filly, and then I was just dreaming that I was a girl. And that one day I'd wake up and I'd run home. One thing's for sure, I was a lot safer in those stables than I ever was in those homes. And then the circus came to town. And there they were, these six gorgeous black Frisians with red tassels hanging down their manes. So beautiful. And August was right out front. And as soon as he looked at me, I knew I'd never live with strangers again. So we got married. And where did I end up? Living on a train. It's the only real home I've ever known. And you know, a star attraction. Out there, I got nothing, just like everybody else.
You're a beautiful woman. You deserve a beautiful life. That's all there is to it.
Where were you when I was 17? Huh? Let's dance.
Especially if we don't find August. We should probably go look for him, right?
told myself, let her go. She'll tell August that I got lost from the crowd. It's the best thing for her. It's the best thing for everybody. I just couldn't do it. I convinced myself I had to stay to protect Rosie, to protect Marlena, because August couldn't be trusted. The truth was, maybe I was the man who couldn't be trusted.
Something's wrong with Camel.
Hey, kid. How nice to see you.
Hey, Camel. What's wrong?
I don't know. I woke up this morning and my feet was all floppy. I just can't feel them right. And it's not just that, though. There's other stuff, too.
Like down there? Man stuff?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him, Doc?
It's Jake Lake. Seen it before.
No such thing, is there, Doc?
Manufacturers started putting this plasticizer in this to get around regulations that Jamaican ginger extract not be sold as booze. You're not supposed to drink this stuff, you know?
What the hell am I supposed to drink to stop the shakes? It's prohibition. I ain't no aster.
It's okay, Camel. Tomorrow's payday. We'll get you some moonshine.
Don't lie to the man. If we were getting paid, Blanket wouldn't have red-lighted 9 men.
That can't be true.
9 men disappeared between Goshen and Weehawken, and we didn't make no stops.
When's he gonna get better?
Earl or Black, you see Camel like this, it's over. We need to get him out of sight, Jacob.
Jacob, in a week, he's not going to be able to move his legs at all.
Listen, he told me he has a son in Reading. I'm going to play there in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. That's all he needs. Blackie and his men don't patrol performer cars.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
Good morning.
Hey.
Do you mind if I sit?
Not at all.
Can we speak privately later?
Why? Is something the matter?
I just wanted to apologize for what happened last night.
Well, that's silly, Jacob. Why would you apologize? You weren't even there. I explained to August what happened. As best I could remember it. You know, champagne just overwhelms my senses. I remember there was a crowd and people were pushing, and I was running and I fell and tore my stockings.
Morning, children. That was quite an adventure we had last night. Thanks, Polly. Glad I didn't have to bail you out of jail. How'd you get home?
I took the ferry.
Brilliant. And cheap. Good man. I slept like a baby after last night. Thank you, my darling.
August, please, we're in public.
What? Nothing to be ashamed of. Man and wife reuniting in the marriage bed, it's a sacred act. My Marlena has forgiven me. All's well with the world again.
Stay in that wapne.
Hochinokawa.
Beautiful, Jacob. You know, I was really worried about you two last night. If anything had happened to Marlena, anyone who harmed her or as much as touched her, I hate to think of it. Don't spring a baton.
Namiese.
And,
Stein.
If August knew anything about that night, you'd never know it. All he seemed to care about was Rosie. And God love her, she played her part to a T. We all did. Everything went back to how it was before. At least that's how it looked. But nothing was the same. August was right again. Everything is an illusion. Straw House sellouts. August promised the men he'd finally pay them, with increases, once his debts were covered. Success had made a new man out of August, they all said. But I watched them, and I knew it was just a matter of time.
Shh, children. The circus is nothing without its traditions. It's a family. And like any family, when a new member is born, its arrival has to be greeted with celebration and with gratitude. I know we've all been kind of busy lately with sold-out performances. Thank the gods. But right now, I want to take this moment before today's show to gather together. We close our eyes, and we thank whoever's up there that sends desperate men running for the rails. Because it was a lucky day when Jacob Jankowski jumped our train. It's because of his discovery that we have the greatest star attraction in the Benzini Brothers' history. And so, to officially welcome him into our family, we open our eyes and we give him the traditional Benzini Brothers baptism!
Jacob. Will you bring Rosie to my tent after this, and don't tell anyone, okay?
Where'd you want him?
Take her right there. That would be great. Planning a little surprise for August. I've never seen the company so happy before. Maybe we will give Ringling Brothers a run for their money.
Do you need anything else?
Oh, no, thank you. Actually... Thank you.
Sorry. What's this?
Oh, this is for you. Surprise! Congratulations, darling.
Thank you, my darling. Jacob, where are you going?
It's your thing.
No, please join us. Come. Marlena.
Of course. To August, a genuine miracle man for making a star attraction out of me.
Many thanks. Many thanks to both of you.
Forgive me for arriving too soon and spoiling the surprise. I could go back out. Give you more time.
Or better yet, I could yell raid and clear the place out. In fact, it gave me an idea for the show. A new act. This is a story. A first dance. Two characters. A young, awkward man, hopelessly in love with a woman beyond his reach who teases his affections. We start with a romantic melody that sweeps him onto the dance floor. He wraps his arms around her. He wraps his arms around her. Come on, please, indulge me. I'm inspired. The audience will love it. Yes. Now, they look into each other's eyes.
August.
Look at him!
She touches his cheek and gently runs her hand down his neck, playing with his hair. Never leaving his eyes, never leaving his eyes, making him believe she's his. He slides his hand lower, lower below her waist. But she slaps his wrist as if to protect her honor against this rude Lothario. That's it. Audience will eat it up. They love the illusion. They'll never guess you have no honor to protect.
August, please.
It's funny how things pan out. I've always known the kind of woman you really are. Sitting in front of your dress shop, watching the parade. Those little girl lost eyes. This beautiful, almost translucent skin. Well, translucent to me. I could always see straight through you. You know, I'm sorry to say that. You're really a very common type, darling.
Well, I know we should go.
Is that the plan? You're leaving me for him?
No.
He must be special. No.
August, please.
If it doesn't mean anything to you, tell me to fire him.
Fire him.
Tell me to unleash Blackie and his men to teach him a lesson not to touch my things.
Marlena, it's all right.
Jacob, just go.
Oh, dissension in the ranks. Betrayal trumps lust. That's what sells tickets, kids.
August. Look at me. Look. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
Do you want to leave me?
No. But I'm your wife. I'm not one of your things.
Prove it.
Look at me. Nothing is going on. Nothing. Do you hear me? I'll never leave you.
Of course, an innocent woman wouldn't have to get on her knees.
But you can't help it, can you? Just force of a habit for a woman like you.
Ah!
Walk away now. Well, this will get a lot worse, a lot faster.
I got him. Okay. I got him. The only thing keeping you alive right now are those roots. August hates witnesses.
Oh, geez, kid, what did you do?
I'm not leaving her with him.
Get him! Shut that door!
I'll have to find him!
You go after an August can have you shot, and nobody can stop him.
Look, you just got fired. Makes you a trespasser.
Jacob.
Are you all right?
The girls overheard August giving Blackie the order. They're coming after you as soon as we start to move. You have to get off this train right now.
Go.
We don't get too far, there's a hotel in Salem. But don't stay longer than the night.
Just come with me. I think there's nothing out there for you, but there is. You just can't see it.
Jacob, you don't understand. I can't. You'll find me.
Melina, there's a better kind of life that's meant for you. Whether that life is with me or not, whether you love me or not, it doesn't matter. But it's got to be now.
How long have I been asleep? We can't stay here, Jacob. We have to keep moving.
Hey, don't worry. We'll get the first bus out of here. We'll make our way to Ithaca. I'll call my dean, take my finals. We do whatever job we can until my license comes in. And then we go to Ringling.
Ringling's a tough act to break into. You can't just walk through the door.
No. Not if we offer ourselves as a team.
You as a performer, me as a vet, it's a pretty sweet deal, right?
You think they'll take it? He had Blackie red lighting men all night. Wade and Grady hit soft ground, and they found Walter and Camel. They had hit the rocks. They didn't make it. Wade and Grady are gonna take August down. I don't know how, but you have to get out of here.
I'll stay in until the matinee starts. And then I'll make my way to town. There's gotta be a church or something.
There is.
You do the spec. When the show starts, come and meet me. August won't know you're gone till the second act, so we'll get a head start.
I have to go.
Right. Just promise me you'll come. Or I'll come back for you. I swear it.
I'll be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, welcome the stars of the Benzini Brothers' most spectacular show on Earth.
The official report said August had been trampled to death. Blackie was never seen again after Wade and Grady dragged him out of that tent. And no one was charged with letting the animals out of those cages. To the police, it could have been anyone. Benzini Brothers was officially belly up, property of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Show's on the road, we'll get the scent soon enough and come to pick off our bones. I wouldn't leave Rosie to that. I wasn't gonna let anybody touch her with that hook again. So like I planned, I took my finals
And with my degree,
our animals and Marlene and Zach Greenling got themselves a sweet deal. Sweet deal. Our first son was born that season, Walter. He spent the first 7 years of his life with Ringling. That's why I cannot understand how he could forget to show up today. There was a circus in town. By the time our third son came, we'd had enough. Rosie was tired. Luckily, the vet at the Albany Zoo dropped dead, so I got the job. We bought some property, so we keep the horses, Rosie, and then five kids. Oh, before you know it, the kids are borrowing the car and moving out. So then it was just Rosie and us. When Rosie passed on, Elena cried for days. We owed Rosie our whole lives.
And Marlena.
My Marlena died in her bed. Still beautiful, though. We had a lot of years, though. I don't know how I did it, but I managed to give her everything I promised. And boy, that was the life. Boy, I'm telling you. Oh. Are you hiring me?
I don't know. What about your health?
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just old. Work is the best thing for age. A man like me ought to be working the ticket wicket, not some kid ringed up like a sideshow act. And if you don't think I'm carrying my weight, you can call the home. I won't argue. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, we'll get you in the record books. Oldest man that ever ran away with the circus.
Oh! I'm not running away. I'm coming home.